Bobby, good to see you here at Autosport International Day 1. We're just looking around now. It's getting busy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while since I've come to the show, actually. Usually missed it with either, you know, motorsport elsewhere. But it's cool. I like it. It's, you know, I reminisce of coming here when my dad used to race Eurocar and Legends, and I used to run around with my mates collecting stickers and taking pictures of pretty women. And yeah, I'll do half of those things now. But it's not quite the same as when I was about 8 years old. But no, enjoyable show so far. Legs are not hurting just yet. And yeah, I've not said the same thing twice just yet.
This show is the kickoff for the motorsport season. We'll talk about that in a moment. I just want to touch on last season. You had an absolute barnstorm. I remember speaking to you on a number of occasions where you got out of the car and the smile on your face went right round. You had a good season, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it. I think we, for me, it was a year of maybe a selfish year. I was doing my bit for the team, but knowing I have to put on a show to try and either get some money in so we can go for a championship at Team Hard, or unfortunately move on to maybe get someone that I can give me a championship. It's nice being the underdog and having to be happy of, you know, pushing results with the manufacturer guys, but I'd love to be in a position where I'm not happy with a fifth or sixth, which is horrible to say. You know, I think over the last 2 years we've earned to try and go and race with the manufacturer guys. So yeah, it was looking like we was getting somewhere this winter team wise. A few little setbacks, but it's still looking positive. I'm still keeping my eye on the prize, and yeah, you'll see a lot of things change over these next 4 days, to be honest. You know, just from being here a few hours, I've heard things that, you know, I went to, you know, I was unsure at the start, so we'll see what happens.
Obviously, you had your big accident, which meant you're off the grid for some time. And I do wonder whether or not the success you had last season would have come sooner had you have not had that big off.
I don't know. I think I needed the year out. Yeah, I think it gave me time to work in the sport, doing a lot of coaching. So I was able to actually not focus so much on my racing and focus on trying to earn some money coaching and working with a lot of teams. I was lucky enough in that year to work with some really good engineers as well to learn more about the sport, and I'll probably come back with a different idea of, rather than, you know, trying to come to these teams as a number one and try and be more of a leader and lead a team. I understood that I couldn't have gone with a manufacturer team, so maybe lead a team that was further to the back and try and bring them forward, and I think we've done that. I think it changed my idea on motorsport. I think I needed the year out. I don't want another one, believe me.
Nobody would wish that on you at all. You touched on an interesting point there, which was just talking about funding being affordable, motorsport being affordable. It's an expensive job. The BTCC is an expensive route as well. How difficult is it to put all of that finance into place to go racing?
I think we could chew the fat for hours on reasons why. For me, there's more clever people than me that would understand this, but there should be a way that teams could get in more money, so then the best drivers are being chosen for these seats. I'd much rather lose a seat because I'm underperforming rather than not getting the chance to have a go because I can't afford it. And yeah, more pressure on drivers. For whatever reason, the marketing in this country doesn't work with sport like it does in America and other countries. Like I say, we could talk about it for hours. But less teams are unable to secure as much budget as they used to back in the day. So that forces the driver to be fronted with the cash, which then, unfortunately, anyone can turn up who's got a bit of money. That's where we're at. I think you always see your big names in here, your Suttons, your Ingrams, your Turkingtons, which is great that you can still do that, but it makes it harder for people like me that just need a foot in the door and just need a chance.
And of course, we've all seen the reports on what's happened to Tony Gillam and Team Hard. Who knows what might happen for this season. But you were flying in that Cupra, so where does that leave you for this season?
It's open doors, you know. It's got me speaking to people that I thought would never really even open the door for me, and it's got people interested. I think probably not so much that they're interested in getting me in. They think I'm going to go and win a championship straight away with them the first year, but I think they're probably more keen to have me on board because it takes points away from probably Sutton. there's an opportunity there for that.
Yeah.
And when you look at it that way, how much is that worth? How much is taking points from your opposition worth? Could be worth any money, really, couldn't it?
That's an interesting point you make, isn't it? In that equation of the spreadsheet that you put together to say, if you take three points off somebody else, that has a value.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about it like that. Interesting point.
Yeah.
So, Autosport here is where the gossip mongers are out big style in terms of the who's going where and who's doing what. We'll talk about some of the changes in a moment, but it is that time of the year when most of the noise we can hear around us is people talking about of ifs, whats and maybes, isn't it?
I've been here an hour or two and I've heard more rumours on me.
On you?
Yeah, I think at one stage I had my own team this morning.
Excellent.
So yeah, I've heard it floats around, and people get excited, they love a bit of gossip, but essentially when it comes to it, we don't know until media day.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a few seats on the grid that a week before media day that you won't know who's there.
Yeah. Are you confident of getting a drive?
I am still, yeah. I'm positive I'm going to be there. Like I say, it's one of the most positive winters I've had. Normally it is, what are we going to do? Panic. But it's the first time I've had businesses outside of motorsport willing to help and actually call in me. So we'll see. Essentially, nowadays it's more than just a sticker on a car. It's what else you can do for them. And actually, when you're talking to these companies about parting some money to go racing with them, you're talking more about stuff in an office and what else we can do rather than a racetrack, which I'm lucky enough to have some people around me that can help with that, because it's not my strong suit.
Let's be positive and assume they're on the grid for 2024 when we kick off at Donington. There's some changes coming. Qualifying is going to be interesting, and of course we've got the changes to how the hybrid is used, the amount of power from the hybrid. Deployment stays the same, but the power is going up. That is going to have a big difference, isn't it?
Even from how it last year's regs with the hybrid, there's times I notice where my light comes on, I'm ready to go hybrid, and you're battling against it rear wheel drive, and there's no need to use it because I'm already killing front tyres, and that might be different from me to another team and a better tyre life, but it will play into effect. I'm really interested to see how that feels, actually, with a bit more power. I think we spoke about this before. In my head, we want this button to be like a Fast and Furious movie, and my head being forced
Nitro
back.
Nitro comes
in.
And
I want it all big flames. It makes the racing more fun. Essentially, as long as it puts on a better show for everyone watching, it makes our life a little harder, makes us fight harder, makes us in the mirrors more. I'm all for it. A bit of a fight, it should be fun.
Bobby, really good to catch up with you. Thanks for your time. I know you've got a lot of people to go and talk to. Keep feeding that rumour mill. But I really, really do hope that you manage to secure a drive for next season, and we'll see you on the grid at Donington.
Thank you very much.